Chanukah Sameach, and welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayeshev, the 25th day of the month of Kislev, and the first day of Chanukah. It is great to be back with all of you, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank my incredible colleagues, Rabbi Phil Karish and Rabbi Avi Heller, for filling in while I was away. As always, thank you to our amazing and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU email. You should check out the email today and each day throughout Chanukah. There's a lot going on via the OU for Chanukah, so you definitely want to go through those emails and sort through all the various programs and resources. There's a lot of incredible stuff in there. To sponsor future programs, and we always appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Sunday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Yaakov Tesser of the Young Israel of Aberdeen in New Jersey to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Tesser slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and they'll be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholem and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation, as it is a short Erev Shabbos, with Rabbi Tesser to learn more about his wonderful community in New Jersey. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Sunday's speaker. Dechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Tesser.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. Thank you, my dear friend, Rabbi Avi Heller, for inviting me to this wonderful opportunity to share thoughts on Chanukah, on Shabbos Parshas Vayeshev, and Chanukah Sameach to all. We learn in this week's portion of the Torah reading about Yosef's encounter with the wife of Potiphar. The Gemara tells us that the quintessential winner of the evil inclination is Yosef. Our sages teach us that during the fight that Yosef had with his evil inclination, an image of his father Yaakov appeared at his window, which gave Yosef the strength to persevere and win the war. If I had to choose the greatest example of somebody who was able to conquer the evil inclination, I wouldn't select Yosef. He had the support of a visit from his father. What is the meaning that Yosef is the greatest? How is it possible to learn this from an example? He had the support of his father. I think the answer is, if we analyze a little bit of Yaakov Avinu's life in the next world, we have words elsewhere in our sages that teach us that the image of Yaakov is engraved in the Kisei HaKavod, in the Holy Throne of God. Why? Why Yaakov, out of all of our forefathers, is the lucky one to be to have an image of him engraved in the Kisei HaKavod? The answer is because his mitasa was shlema, which literally means a complete bed, because all of the 12 tribes of Yaakov were perfect, whatever that means. Whereas Yitzchak, who had Esav as a child, and Avraham, who had Yishmael as a child, were not lucky enough to have what Yaakov had, hence his award of being engraved in the Kisei HaKavod, in the throne of God. A person, when he's struggling with his evil inclination, a lot of times is persuaded that he's worthless. Do this sin, You're not worth much anyway. Cave in to this temptation. How much are you going to bring to the table? How much do you bring to the table? Yosef had such thoughts as well. He was shown by the image of his father. When he saw the image of his father at his window on that day, he saw that his father was in good shape. His father was engraved in the Kesei HaKavod, the holiest place of God's throne, was adorned with imagery of Yaakov. That taught Yosef that his father is in good shape, and he as well was good, and he was considered part of a perfect family. We all struggle. We all have challenges in our lives, temptations, and God forbid, sin. The number one way to fall, to cave, is by not recognizing our self-worth. We have to realize that we are part of a nation and we're special. We are part of a family, a community, and we are special. We are unbelievable people. What we sacrifice for the name of God, for how many mitzvos we do for the name of God, that makes us special. If we always remember that, if we always have that on our minds, how wonderful it will be and how much strength we will have to continue to become better and better. There is no greater time of year to recognize this more than Hanukkah, when we say that Hashem carried us through the wars. We say in Al Hanisim, in the prayer, in the insert of the Amida, as well as the Grace After Meals and Birchas Hamazon, Rabin Biyad Ma'atim. We didn't stand a chance. What gave us the chizuk, the strength, the encouragement to come out victorious, is that we recognize that Hashem is our Father. Hashem is in control. We're celebrating that over these 8 days. We are celebrating that we are a most beautiful nation. And to recognize our self-worth, to constantly think positive about who you are and who we are, will help us forever and ever. We will begin with the first of the three chapters that we will read in Tehillim today. We will start with Perek Chof Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmar le David, Adonai roi lo yechzor, bin os deshe, yarbiteini, almei menuchos yinahaleini. Nafshi, yishovev yancheini, bimaglei tzedek leman shemo. Gam ki eilech b'geit salmoves lo ira ra ki ato imodi shiftecho umishantecho heimo yinachamuni taroch lefonai shulchon neged toriroi Dishanto Vashem en Roshi Kosi Rivoyo Ach Tov Vocheser Yirdifuni Kol Yimei Chayai Vishavti Biveis Adonoi Li Orech Yomim. The next chapter, Kuf Chof Aleph, 121. Shir Lamalos, Eso Enai El Harim, Me Ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Meim Adonai Osei Shamayim Va'aretz Al Yitein Lamod Raglecho Al Yonum Shomrecho Hinei Lo Yonum Velo Yishon Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomrecho Adonai Tilcho Al Yad Yeminecho Yom HaMashemesh Lo Yakecho V'yareyach Baloilo Adonai Yishmorcho Mikol Ro Yishmor Es Nafshecho Adonai Yishmor Teitcho Voyecho Me'ato V'yad Olam The next chapter, 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir Hamalos Mimamakim Kirosicho Adonoi Adonoi Shemo Bekoli Tihyeno Oznecho Kashuvos Tekol Tachanunoi Im avonos tishmor yo Adonai mi yamod Ki imcho aslicho Liman tivorei Ki viti Adonai kivso nafshi Vilidvaro Cholti Nafshi l'Adonoi, mi shomerim l'boker, shomerim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonoi, ki im Adonoi achesed v'harbei mofidus. Vehu yifteis Yisrael mikol avonosov. We will say the Mishne Berach for Cholim, the prayer for the sick person. I will pause at the spot for those who wish to insert their name. Mi sheberach avoteinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David v'Ushlomo Hu yivarech v'yirape es acholim. Bavor, Shanu Mispalim Bavurom, Bizharze Akadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachmim Aleihem, Lehachlimom, Lerapostom, Lehachzikom, Lechayosom, Yishlach Lahem, Mehira, Refua, Shalema, Menashamayim, Lermach Avereyim, Shzagideyim, Lechol Avereyim, Lechol Gideyim, Vistoch sharko le Yisrael refuot nevetu refuot aguf Hashto bagolo vizman kariv in omar amen The Achenu prayer Achenu kol beis Yisrael Hanisunim b'toro v'ashivyo Ha'omdim bein bayom uvein bayabosho Ha'mokom yirachim aleyem V'yotzi'ein mitzara l'irvacho me'afeilo l'oro m'shiba l'gulo Ha'ashto v'agolo v'zman kariv v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Tetzer, as we transition into the next segment of our call. First and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
We are doing just wonderful. Thank you. We are enjoying our time, our Hanukkah, and everything is going great.
Chassid Hashem, we're certainly happy to hear. So to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, would it be possible to give us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Sure. We are a shul, a Jewish community located in Aberdeen, New Jersey, which is, for those who are familiar with New Jersey, there is the south part of New Jersey, which is where Atlantic City is, and La Havdil, a little further up, Lakewood, and Jackson, Toms River, and Brick. And at 40 minutes north of that is where we are at, Aberdeen, New Jersey. It's near the water. It's right by the Driscoll Bridge Exchange. It's a beautiful community, a totally safe community, beautiful, just a wonderful community, middle-class neighborhood where wonderful people live. The shul was founded in 1979 by a group of men who really wanted more for themselves, more in their lives, more meaning to their lives. And they established a shul, which was Congregation Bet Tefillah at the time, which has since changed its name. I believe it's 30 years since the Young Israel. It became Young Israel of Aberdeen. We're a smaller community. We're a wonderful, warm community, a welcoming community. We have a Eruv. We have a kosher grocery store in the ShopRite, kosher department. We have a mikvah in the community, and we're very tight-knit. We don't even like to use the word community because it's even more than that. It's family. And we have a great relationship with the people here, with the town, and it's just a great place to be and a great place to lead. And I'm very proud. Something we are surely very proud of.
Amazing. Sounds really, truly incredible. I understand you wear multiple hats, but specifically the one you wear for the Young Israel. What motivated, what drove you to go into the rabbinate, more specifically within this position, to become a pulpit rabbi at the Young Israel?
It was always something that I had in me to be able to help, to be there for people. The great Reb Chaim Soloveitchik of Brisk, once said, "What the greatest purpose of a rabbi is chesed, is kindness." This is a chidush. This is something that people don't know. In the rabbinate, it's not about, one would imagine, if somebody were asked what's the most important thing of a rabbi, I would say probably his knowledge of halacha, or his knowledge of helping, you know, of marriage counseling, of counseling people, or his ability to speak, his ability to write, his ability to fundraise, all those hats that a rabbi wears. What Rabbi Chaim is teaching us is that the importance is to give, is to be kind to your people, to be there for them whenever they need. That was always a great passion in my life growing up. When I had founded a kollel nearby, on the other side of town, this position became available, and it was something that I had already a great relationship with the congregants of this shul. And it was a no-brainer to me. It was a dream come true. Being the ability to help people, to host people, to help people, to speak with people, to be there for them when they need, you know, whether it's during life or after life, it's my greatest passion.
That's amazing. Great perspective, and your community is truly fortunate and blessed to have you in that role.
Thank you.
Last question for today. With so much change throughout the pandemic, we're now in its 10th month, but there is hope in sight with the vaccines, which will, Amirat Hashem, please God, be rolling out soon. We hope really only for positive and good things. And we can daydream at this point. No one really knows the future, but if we could put on those daydreams and think about what the world can look like, please God, soon in a post-COVID-19 world, what communal changes, whether for your community and more broadly for the Jewish community throughout the world, what communal changes do you anticipate, do you hope for?
I worry a little bit about statistics I know are out there that, you know, people have not been showing up. That has been a great challenge amongst many shuls. That is obviously a result of COVID. What I've been trying to do personally, I know this is not directly answering your question, is trying to be available to our people when they're ready. We opened safely, like everyone else. We still, you know, pre-COVID, we were doing amazing with attendance, and people were involved, and we had just begun. We had just been mistayim dafyomi of brachos, and then there were a new four members to join dafyomi for Shabbos, and then COVID came. We were as strong as ever. Now, obviously, we're struggling, like many others, because of people's fear of coming to shul. It's not a fear, they're right. And they have to feel most comfortable coming. But I do believe what's very important, not to allow COVID to have an irreparable effect on our shuls, is open, be there, stay available to your people this way, and when they're ready to return, you're there. The waiting for people to be ready, waiting for a certain percentage of your attendance to attend, that's an approach that I've seen people have reached out to me about that has not gone so well. So in response to your question, I'm concerned currently with COVID, but post-COVID, I'm hoping that we'll be able to return to the same level of spirituality that it was pre-COVID. I think that's doable if people push forward.
Well, we certainly hope so, and not only to get back to where we were, but hopefully to go well above and to keep always going up and always climbing.
Absolutely.
Rabbi Tetzer, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community. As they are with all Klal Yisrael and the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. Before we conclude, I would like to wish a very special happy birthday to an incredible girl, Yakira Muna, who on Yeret Hashem, please God, will be turning 5 tonight on the second night of Hanukkah. We wish her a very happy birthday. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good. And may the Rabbonei Sha'olam, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Josh Pernick of Congregation Beth Jacob in New Orleans, Louisiana. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a great, healthy, safe Shabbos and Hanukkah. Shabbat Shalom, Hanukkah Sameach.